Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joined by a special guest this morning, on this, the day that we expect that there will be a vote regarding net neutrality, I'm joined by Robert McDowell, who was former leader of the FCC, appointed by President Bush back in 2006, and then again by President Obama in 2009, both times unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Joins me this morning to talk a little bit about net neutrality and what it means if it should go away. Robert, first of all, thanks for your time here on WCCO. Was this news a couple of years ago when you were serving, or has this all come about as of late?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me and discussing this important issue. This has been a debate going on since about 2005 or so, and the FCC has tried a couple of times to impose new regulations in the internet space. A couple of times it was turned back by the appellate courts, but in 2015 they decided to classify broadband services as an old-fashioned phone service under a 1934 law that we'll call Title II. So that was a big departure from about 20 years of bipartisan consensus, which started in the Clinton Gore administration. So it's been an interesting journey.
You know, interesting to point out, and I think for WCCO listeners, for everybody listening this morning, what happens is when we have net neutrality, which is what we're experiencing currently, is that everything runs at virtually the same speed. Nobody is choking anything off. Nobody is throttling anything on the internet. But this could all come about with a change. I think one writer at Washington Post, as I recall, likened it to putting in the TSA check lines here, that that things will now operate at different speeds at different times, and it's not going to be quite as smoothly running.
Actually, that's not true. That's sort of a myth that's out there, and it's easy to say, and great if you say it fast, but unfortunately, it just isn't the truth. So if you think of what was the internet like from the mid-90s until February of 2015, when the FCC took this turn, things are running very well. There were other federal laws already on the books that prevented internet service providers from acting in an anti-competitive way that could harm consumers or frustrate their demand, such as favoring different websites or slowing speeds down to hurt competitors and things like that. That was against the law prior to the 2015 order. And what the FCC is doing today is taking off one statute, this 1934 Telecommunications Act, and putting the Federal Trade Commission back on as the cop on the beat. And so you're not going to see a consumer demand frustrated because that's against the law. It's against the law today, and it will be against the law once this order becomes effective as of today's vote. So it's actually going to be a great time to be a consumer in the internet. We need to spend about $300 billion over the next decade in America to upgrade our wireless infrastructure to go to the fifth generation of wireless, which will be speeds that are far faster than your cable modem speed is at home. And so 3, 4, 5 years from now, it's going to be absolutely a fantastic time as American consumers are going mobile and when it comes to their internet access. So it's going to be a great time. The fear-mongering, you know, you'd think an asteroid was about to hit the earth, and we all needed to call Bruce Willis today, but that's not the case. It's going to be quite the opposite.
Well, yeah, I think that's the concern, because there's been such a loud cry about this. I'm chatting with Robert McDowell, who's a former commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, serving under two different presidents. So why is there this fear, this trepidation about ending net neutrality then? What so many of the folks been shouting, simply not going to come to fruition, Robert?
Yeah, well, and it reminds me a lot of the Y2K debate. I think there's a lot of clickbait out there. If you publish a story saying the internet's going to end on December 14th, people are going to read that story. And a lot of people don't understand these complex kind of arcane laws that have been keeping the internet open and freedom enhancing since its inception. And even some, you know, erstwhile or self-proclaimed experts don't really understand exactly everything that goes on here. but it's been working pretty well. I said the American internet is the world leader. This is one part of the economy where we lead the world, and the world looks to us. And how did it get there? Well, it got there based on a legal framework set up by the Clinton-Gore administration, which was the bipartisan consensus, even for the first 6 years of the Obama administration, until they made this departure back in February 2015 and imposed this Title II law on broadband. And that created this sort of asymmetry, unequal treatment of players in the internet ecosphere. So that's actually started to discourage investment in new broadband infrastructure, just as we need to make this transition to the next generation of wireless connectivity. So this is going to be a good thing. There's a lot of hyperbole about a lot of different issues right now, especially in Washington. But if you run a story about how the internet's going to end, it's going to get a lot of clicks, and that's how people make money.
Well, I appreciate the idea. Just another viewpoint here, because we've been hearing another side of it for so long. So it'll be an interesting day as folks come together to decide on what should happen regarding net neutrality. Robert, hey, thanks so much for the time this morning here on WCCO.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.